For the past decade, the board has heard sea otter concerns from crabbers and divers as it meets on Southeast regulation changes every 3 years. This year was no different as industry representatives sought to reverse declines in fishing areas or seasons. Wrangell crabber Mike Lockerbie told the board the commercial Dungeness crab fleet is being compressed because of the otter predation problem.
It is acute. It will not make the next board cycle without losing fisheries, not just area, fisheries.
Crabbers sought relief from the state board, asking for fixed season lengths without the possibility for reduced fishing time like 2017 saw. Lockerbie is representing a coalition of Wrangell crabbers on that Dungeness management change and also wanted the board to bring the issue to the federal government. He told the board he's written to President Trump and Interior Secretary Zinke.
The reason I wrote them is because I've been encouraged by their actions in the North Pacific Marine Conservation Zones. They've opened five up by executive order. And I'm also encouraged by the actions they took in Utah, opening up parks and monuments to fishing and hunting and commercial hunting, guiding, if you will. They're acting to reduce these regulations and right wrongs, and what's happened with this is wrong. Nobody in my coalition wants to see the eradication of otters. We want to see a balance.
Lockerbie wants active management of otters like the state does with other predators like wolves. Once hunted nearly to extinction, otters are protected under federal law. Only coastal Alaska natives are allowed to hunt them, and there are strict guidelines for use of their pelts. Petersburg officials are hoping to see changes to the federal law and plan to lobby in the nation's capital this winter with the hopes of making it easier for natives to harvest and sell unmodified pelts. Dive fishermen in the region continue to seek help with the problem from the Board of Fish as well. Phil Doherty, executive director of the Ketchikan-based Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, said several of his organization's proposals were prompted by loss of area from otter predation.
So we ask ourselves, what are we saving these animals for? Sea cucumbers, gooey ducks, sea urchins. The department, I know, has to have a sustainable management plan in place, and we don't argue with that. But our question is, you don't have a sustainable management plan in place when you have sea otters.
Doherty explained that otters were wiping out those prey species in parts of the region. After they were essentially wiped out of Southeast by fur traders, the state reintroduced about 400 otters to the region in the 1960s. A 2012 estimate put their numbers at 25,000, and in some parts of the region, otter numbers are growing by as high as 12% a year. Kyle Hebert, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's dive fisheries research supervisor for the region, said fewer parts of Southeast are open, and he noted declines on the outer coast of southern Southeast.
Although gooey duck and sea cucumber areas are still open in this area, the populations are steadily declining, and with each survey that we conduct, we expect commercial harvest opportunity to drop.
He called otters the greatest threat to the future of the dive fisheries. Hebert also answered questions from the board on the topic. He told them he thought the waters of Southeast have not reached carrying capacity.
While the sea otters were nearly exterminated, I think those shellfish fisheries had a chance to flourish in the absence of perhaps their top predator. And then when the sea otters were reintroduced, they were introduced with a few hundred otters, but it took time for them to increase, and now, like in an exponential situation, as rapidly as we're getting higher and higher, that's the situation there.
Meanwhile, board member John Jensen told of the furry animals becoming a more regular sight around his hometown of Petersburg, but board member Orville Huntington of Hooslia wanted to let nature take its course.
They're going to limit themselves at some point. Traditional harvest of sea otters probably was a bit better back when sea otters were there a long time ago. So I just don't want to spend a lot of money in an industry that's probably in trouble. So I think nature will take care of itself at some point.
The board is deciding over 150 proposals for both shellfish and finfish management changes during a nearly 2-week meeting in Sitka. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.